Okay, if you have children with you that are interested in going down for children's worship today, looks like Grace and Allison are getting up and heading in that direction. They look like they may be going to look for the Spanish congregation kids or have a good time by themselves. As even William has deserted them. So, two more Sundays with the Psalms. We're in Psalm 126 this week, and this is a psalm of ascents. You may have seen that on the scripture reading at the top of the page for the first one. Now, that means that this was a psalm that the Hebrews would have been repeating, singing, chanting as they made their way either to Jerusalem or literally up to the temple for high holy days, for those days where they were called into Jerusalem to offer specific sacrifices. And this was a psalm that everyone had on their tongues. Think of your favorite hymn. Think of the song that brings you closest to God. This is one of those songs for the Hebrew nation. And for us as Christians, it can be the same thing. It can be something that draws us into God. It can be something that gives us a view into what our salvation is and how grateful we should be. Because the Hebrews sang this repeatedly because of the joy and gratitude that they had in their hearts. Now keep in mind that these are people who have been sent, as the psalm was written, they've been sent to Babylon. They've been released now by Cyrus. They're going back to Jerusalem, as this is written. Verses 1 and 2. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Now, previously, we've seen, not together, but we can see that there's been psalms and poetry written in the Old Testament by the rivers of Babylon. As we sat down there, we wept as we remembered Zion. Now, as they are released from this captivity, that's a different captivity, but as they're released from this captivity, they are joyful. Now, the first verse here says, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion. That's the idea of the people coming back to the city of Jerusalem. The people returning to the promised land that God has given to them. When it says that we were like those who dreamed, another idea, another thought is that it's a being restored to health. There's something in between that state of waking up and not being sure whether what you're experiencing is real or not, and also a returning of health. Think of this city that's been sitting empty of people who desire to worship God. And now, as the Israelites come back, as the Hebrew nation returns to Jerusalem, the lifeblood of worship, the lifeblood of service returns. Now, for us as Christians, praising God for setting us free from captivity, both human and spiritual captivity, is something that we should be able to relate to. Think about the day that you gave your life to Christ. Think about the day that you made that commitment and said, I'm not walking in the direction that I've been walking another step. I am turning around and I am walking in the direction that God has called me to. Think about the weight that you felt fall off your shoulders. The fear, the embarrassment that melted away, knowing that sins are forgiven and washed clean. How happy were you at that time? God made you completely healthy again. Just like he did by bringing the Israelites back to Jerusalem. In our joining with him in baptism, we're made new, we're made healthy, we're made right. That's something that we should celebrate. That's something that should bring joy to us. Those chains are gone. We are made free. We are made able to serve the one who has freed us. Now, the second part of verse 2 says, "Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them." Verse 3, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." The people around saw what was happening. Cyrus's people saw and understood that he was releasing these people to go back to their home, out of their servitude, out of their slavery, to worship the God of their nation. A God that has now delivered them from slavery. The people around Jerusalem are seeing the Jewish nation return, and they're seeing the joy and the strength that is there because of God. Think about your own Christian walk. We have been set free. We have been given the opportunity to return to a state where we can be an example, where we can be a beacon. That's what we're called to be. We're called to be ambassadors for God. We're called to be ambassadors for Christ, to share what he has done for us. When we do that, when we are freely telling about God's love, when we are freely telling about the changes that we have seen in our own lives, it will impact other people. Each one of us is in a unique situation to be able to reach specific people. Each one of us and the life experiences that we have are capable of ministering to people that others cannot. Ken can minister to people that I cannot touch. I can minister to others that David may not be able to reach. Each one of us has a specific group of people that we are uniquely capable of reaching. And if we do not live our lives in a way that we are saying, "I expect to reach these people," we won't, and maybe no one will. So as we walk our daily lives, are we filled with joy knowing that we have been set free from our sin? Or are we walking through our lives living, thinking, "I am a sinner"? Please do not take your identity from that. Take your identity from being a saved person who sins, but who is forgiven, who serves a risen Savior that wants you to be with him, who lives for you today. And share that. Share that. Don't hide it away. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Think about, I don't know how many of you have traveled in desert areas. Rain can be really scary, but that water is life. And think about if we each as Christians are living our faith, if we are being people who may not agree with someone's life choices, but who can still embrace them and love them and tell them that God loves them, if we can do that, each one of us, think about the change in, I'm sorry, but in this barren wasteland, this desert of a society that we live within now. Think about the rain that we as Christians can bring to this society. The healing water that we have that can be given to others. That is something that I want us to crave. That is something that as a church we should desire so deeply, to give this love, to give this refreshing, life-giving water to others. But if we hide away and we don't talk about what we believe when we're in public, if the only time that we are feeling open to express the love that we have for God is when we are at home, when we are here, when we are at camp, surrounded by other Christians, if those are the only times that we feel free to open ourselves up and say, I love God, and He loves the people that are surrounding me right now, we are missing opportunities to reach the lost. Be a stream of water in the wilderness for the people that surround you. We cannot live our faith hidden behind closed doors. We have to express our faith in the world around us. Verse 5 and 6. We have to go to God. We have to work hard for Him. And we have to pray with sincerity in our hearts. We are totally dependent on God. We admitted that when we accepted Him as our Savior. We admitted that we were lost and could not find our own way, that we were broken and could not put ourselves back together. There are times when we may still find ourselves falling into sins. Maybe old sins, maybe new sins. We have to reach out to God and we have to ask Him to put our feet back on that path, to restore us to what He wants us to be. And as we do this humbly, it's another opportunity for Him to use us to reach those other people around us. It's an opportunity for us to be a stream of living water that says, look, I am saved. I am right with God. I still make mistakes. I still struggle. Just because you feel like you are drowning and you cannot be saved because you're not good enough, I'm here to tell you that that's not true. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying the sheaves with them. Are we willing to acknowledge that we still cannot walk this life, cannot live as Christians by ourselves? We have to be willing to admit that every day we need to resubmit ourselves and keep ourselves under the care and the direction of Christ. We have to accept that we cannot walk on our own, that we need to have brothers and sisters, that we need to have our Lord and Savior to bring us through dark times and difficult times. When we do that, when we have those prayers that are filled with remorse for choices that we make in our life, and we sow those seeds, and we share those seeds with others, that is when we are going to touch other people. It's when we're going to make a connection with someone, and it's when we're going to see that connection bring them to Christ. It's when we're going to see their lives be changed because we have been open, honest, and vulnerable about who we are as Christians and about who God is and about who Jesus is as our Savior. So, if you're walking this life as a Christian and you're finding that it's hard, God may be preparing you to reach out to someone else, to someone new that you have not met yet. We need to start praising God for setting us free. We have to praise Him for bringing us out of slavery, for delivering us from bondage, and for giving us an opportunity to worship, not just here, but wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we should be giving it to God as our worship. We need to remember that God can use our lives, our testimony, to reach the lost. He can use what we have gone through, what we have experienced, to touch lives of people who do not know Him yet, who do not understand the change that He can make in their lives. He can use each and every one of us to reach people. We have to remember to ask God for our restoration. We're going to trip up. We're going to find new places that we need Him, new places that we fall short, old places that we thought we're patched over and we didn't have to worry about anymore. We continually need to go to Him and say, God, restore me. And whether that is restoring me to Him or to a brother or sister in Christ, we have to continually do that. We have to live in community with God and with our Christian family. And we have to pray sincerely to God. We have to be honest, not because God needs us to be honest. He knows everything that's in our heart, that's on our heart. He knows all. The honesty and the sincerity comes in being honest with ourselves, in stopping the attempts to hide things that we are ashamed of, because we can't hide them from God. We can't hide them from others forever. And the only person that we can hide them from is ourself. And we know that they're there already. It's just like cleaning your room by shoving everything into the closet. You don't see it, but it's still there. And you know that it's still there. And you have to sit there and wonder, is that door going to be strong enough to hold it in? We've got to work for Him. We have got to, every day, as we live our lives, realize that what we are doing is service to God. It doesn't matter what our job is. It doesn't matter how we make a living, how we spend our retirement. Everything that we're doing is for Him. And so, if we're doing something for God, shouldn't we do it with all of our heart? Boy, I'm preaching to myself right now. When we give to God our best, it is so pleasing to Him, and it touches so many people. When we give to God only a part of what we can do, it's good because we're giving it to Him. But when it's not our best, when it's not from our hearts, when our desire is not in it, others can see that too. So as we walk and as we live for Christ, let us do it with all of our heart, with everything that we are, every day. We don't have a temple to go to, because this building is simply a convenience for us to gather in. We don't have a place that is special because God has said that it is special. But we have a direct connection with our Savior. As Christians, no matter where we are, we have the opportunity to worship wherever we are, with whoever we are standing with. So I beg of you, make the choice every morning to serve and to worship Christ, to serve and to worship Abba Father. Do that every day and watch the people around you change as God works in their lives by the example that you set. You may not enjoy the privilege of getting to see it, but I guarantee it will happen. As we prepared to leave Albania in 2014, I had a young man who came to our going away party and visited with us. This is a young man that I had spent countless hours in coffee houses, on walks, sharing and talking with him. His sister had been a member of the church. Both of his sisters had been members of the church and had moved away. And I could never get him to commit himself to coming to worship. I tried for close to 7 years. When we left Albania, until the day that he left Korça, he was at nearly every event, every time of worship that the church had. I figured that he was just there at the going away party because we'd spent time together. We were pretty good friends. But he was there because that was the day that he was recommitting himself to walking and living for Christ. We don't know what the time and energy we put into someone. We don't know what the return is on it. But we have to believe that there's going to be a return like there was for him. If you are not a Christian, if you don't know what it means to walk in Christ's light, to be a part of a family like the one that you are sitting among right now, I beg of you to take time to talk with some of us and to find out what Christ has done in our lives. Maybe one of us will have a story that resonates with you. If you're searching and you want to know more, please find one of the members here to talk with. Either they'll be able to answer your questions or they'll point you to someone who can. If you're a Christian and you are struggling, or if you feel like you're going through the motions, like you need to recommit yourself, I beg of you to do that. I beg of you to either pray for yourself now or to come up and talk with me so that I can pray with you. Pray for God to restore you. Pray for that healing. Pray to have a fire to share the gospel and to live joyfully for Christ and for the world around you. If you have needs, if you are hurting, please come and let me know. Let us know as a congregation as we stand together and sing.